From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An estimated 6 million people live along the U.S. border with Mexico, and many of them are frustrated. Frustrated with the media, which they say present a narrow picture of life, and frustrated with politicians who use the border as a backdrop to push their own agendas. More than 150 leaders recently met in El Paso, Texas, to try to reframe the border debate, and NPR's Ted Robbins was there.
Whether you're a visitor or carrying cargo, you need patience to cross legally from Juarez, Mexico to El Paso, Texas. On a Friday afternoon, vehicles idle, backed up a mile, with only 3 of 6 inspection lanes open.
Our lines used to be maybe 45 minutes. We're up to 3-hour waits.
That's Monica Weisberg-Stewart. She owns an import-export business in McAllen, Texas, where the situation is the same as it is from San Diego to Brownsville.
It's just as hard for an American to cross a border as it is for a visitor.
How much time do you spend crossing the border?
To tell you the truth, I don't cross anymore.
That's a problem, since Texas is Mexico's largest trading partner, and goods go from here north, east, and west to the rest of the U.S. It's not only trade, either. It's also culture and family. Almost every U.S. border city has a sister city, usually much larger, on the other side, with a long shared history. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Chad Foster.
We're trying to convey the reality of the border to the interior members when you have such a racially heated national media so continuing to put a negative spin on the reality of the border, and that is the challenge.
Foster says the vision portrayed in the media, illegal crossers, drug smugglers, border patrol raids, is not the reality for 95% of the people living on the border. It was pretty much their view represented at this conference called Building a New Vision of the Border.
We're not being overrun by marauding masses coming in from Mexico.
We're a pawn. Border communities are a pawn in this political war here.
Brownsville, Texas Mayor Pat Ahumada is all for border security, but he says the tactics for gaining it are coming from Washington. Nobody asked his community whether it wanted the 700-mile fence now being built, a fence he calls wasteful and ineffective.
The Interior of America post-9/11 demands a fence, but they don't know why they're demanding. They just think, hey, you build a fence, it's like my backyard. That will keep people out. Let me tell you something. If somebody wants to get in your house, they're going to get in your house regardless.
Local officials offer alternatives. They want to dredge the natural barrier across Texas, the Rio Grande, so boats can patrol and people can't cross. In other places, like McAllen, they want to use existing flood levees, which need repair. Monica Weisberg-Stewart again.
Let's fix our levee problem, and it'll automatically be a barrier for people not to be able to go over, and you can even use the top of it to monitor it.
So far, DHS and the Army Corps of Engineers have not been receptive to the ideas. Brownsville Mayor Pat Ahumada says it's going to take a lot of work to get the government and the public to listen.
We've got to turn the tide to get our message out, and we also, I think, have to have a plan.
The conference will produce a report, which communities can use to counteract the image of a lawless, unsafe border. The report is likely to include a statistic cited over and over here. In a recent widely publicized study, El Paso was listed as the nation's second safest city. That same study listed the second most dangerous city as Washington, D.C. Ted Robbins, NPR News.